Matthew chapter 1, reading from verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Jesus woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Now, we found out in that game earlier that many of us are here this morning with our families, or maybe like me, you're looking forward to seeing your family later on today. Families are special, aren't they? Because family is the place where I belong. It's the place where I am accepted. It's the place where I am loved anyway. Loved whether or not I'm sporty. Loved whether or not I'm brainy. Loved whether or not I'm successful. The place where I am loved anyway. At least we know how that's how it should be. And it's sad when it isn't like that. It's sad when for some reason there's somebody, a family member, missing from the Christmas lunch table today, for whatever reason. Well, that takes us right back to the first Christmas, because Jesus was born into a family. In that reading that Freddie read, we heard Joseph took Mary home as his wife, and she gave birth to a son. That first Christmas, God sent his son into a human family, where he was loved and accepted. Later on in the Bible, in a letter called Galatians, written by the Apostle Paul, he says this: but when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman. So Jesus Christ was born into human history. We know the time, we know the place. Let me say, as a Christian, I'm pretty defensive about that. I'm pretty passionate about it. It really did happen. Maybe for some of the grown-ups here today, you're not quite so sure about that. All that stuff about being born of a virgin and so on. Could that really have happened? Well, if that's you, I've got a book for you this morning. Is Christmas Unbelievable? The Russell Coburn, who's the professor of experimental physics at Cambridge University, says, if you think the Christmas story is a fairy tale for kids, I strongly recommend you read this book. Ask me for one as you leave. But let's go back to those verses from Galatians. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption into sonship. And then he says to these Christians that he's writing to, because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. So he says that they were slaves, but they are now sons of God. And he's not being sexist when he says that. He's not leaving the women out. It's just that sons in Bible times were the ones who inherited. So he's actually being radically inclusive when he says this. This is for anyone, men and women, boys and girls. They now belong to God's family. So Christmas is about people being brought in to God's family. Why do we need to be brought into God's family? Well, the answer is because you and I don't naturally belong to God's family. I'm not in that family by birth. I used to think I was. I was brought up in a decent sort of family. We went to church on Christmas Day. I watched Blue Peter. Surely I was one of God's children. It was quite a shock to be told that I wasn't, and that I needed to be brought in to God's family. And we've got a special word for that, haven't we? What's the word that we use for when a child is brought into a family that they don't belong to by birth? Adoption, thank you. Yes, it was there in our passage, wasn't it? That we might receive adoption to sonship. Christmas says we can be adopted into God's family. We can know what it is to belong, to be accepted in God's family. And what was the word that he used to describe them before? Before they were sons, he says they were slaves, doesn't he? Now, he's writing to all sorts of people. He's not just writing to those who were actually slaves. So why does he describe them as slaves? And did you notice he also describes them as those under the law, under God's law? Well, put those two things together, and they used to live as if life with God was a reward to be achieved. Achieved by keeping religious rules. And Paul is saying that's a bit like being a slave with a demanding slave master that can never be satisfied, never be sure that you've been good enough or that you've done enough. A demanding slave master. And you can be that sort of slave in a non-religious way as well. Anyone who thinks that life, successful life, is about what they must do, what you must achieve, the way you need to treat other people and to treat God, treat the world, the reputation you have and so on. That's being like a slave. Always more stuff to do, standards to maintain, to live that successful life. That's the insecurity and uncertainty of being a slave, says Paul. A master that is always demanding more. But Christmas says we can be adopted into God's family, a son instead of a slave. Instead of life being a reward to be achieved wonderfully, it is a gift to be received. If you think that life is all about what you must do, standards that you must reach, whether those are your standards or God's standards, then you're a slave. But God doesn't want us to live as slaves. He wants us to live as sons. He wants us to receive his gift of being adopted into his family. It's why Jesus came. It says here, God sent his son, born of a woman, born into human life, born under the law. In other words, Jesus lived under what God wanted. He's done all the stuff that God asks of every human being. Jesus has done it completely. He's done it on behalf of people like you and me. Why? Well, to redeem those under the law. That word redeem, it's a sort of technical sort of word for being bought out of slavery. It's paying the price to free a slave. Once that price was paid, the slave was no longer under their old demanding master. Jesus paid that price when he died on a cross. His perfect life, his willing death, completely satisfied the demands of God's law. And why did he do it? That we might receive adoption to sonship. Jesus enters into our life so that we can enter into his life. We can enjoy his position. We can receive adoption to sonship. Everything that is Jesus's becomes ours when we receive him. Received as a gift, not a reward to be achieved. Set free from that slavery of self-achievement. So the gifts that we give to each other today, or maybe we already have, I don't know, I'm still hoping, those gifts point us to the greatest gift of all, the real gift of Christmas, Jesus paying so that people like you and I could be adopted into God's family with all the closeness and security of calling God Abba Father, knowing that's where you belong, knowing that's where you are accepted, knowing that's where you are loved anyway. For some, Christmas Day can be a tough day, a sad place to be for those who are on their own. But here is a family that anyone can belong to. Christmas is about people like you and I being adopted into a new family, with lots of brothers and sisters, a worldwide family, an eternal family through the life and death of Jesus. And when that happens, it's the greatest Christmas ever. Whatever the circumstances, however much the brokenness, because then I can say, I've been adopted into a family where I belong forever. And that is good news of great joy. As we sit, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that at just the right time, you sent your son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem, to rescue, to pay that price of liberation, that as we turn to Jesus, we might be adopted into your family. Thank you for that precious gift. In Jesus' name, amen.